You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you today from the Illinois Soybean Summit in Peoria. We're now joined by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start in South America for the day. Argentina and Brazil have been wet on and off over the growing season. Brazil in the middle of harvest, at least in Mato Grosso. Argentina still in the middle of their growing season. What do you see there?
Well, it's been a fairly complicated growing season. Just like you said, there's been some dry areas, there's been some wet areas. And over the last week, a lot of these areas have turned wetter, especially in Mato Grosso. We've seen several reports of flooding in that state, and we've also observed that a couple of locations measured over 20 inches of rain within the last 30 days. Now, you might say to yourself, well, that's Brazil. Brazil gets a lot of rain. No big deal. Well, Brazil only should average around 10 inches of rain per month at this time of the year. So when you start putting numbers up that are in the 20-inch range, it tells you that they've seen too much rain. Whether or not this turns into an issue later on remains to be seen. But nonetheless, it has been very wet there, especially within the last 5 days. Now, as we move forward, there's not as much rain in the forecast. The real wet pattern that developed all of that flooding that we've seen in some areas is pretty much diminishing, and now it's pretty much over with. So we'll just see more of your popcorn variety type thunderstorms, which are more typical of this time of the year. In Argentina, the situation is also a little bit complex. Parts of Entre Rios, which is where around 7% of its soybeans are produced, had over 9 inches of rain, at least in a couple of locations there. That was all within the last 7 to 10 days. They should only see around 5 inches for the entire month of February. As we move forward, we're looking for another major rain or two over the next 10 days. So it's staying wet in Argentina. Again, the same story. Does this matter? We don't really know the answer to that. We just know it's going to stay wet.
Speaking of does this matter, it seems to me that it's been fairly warm in the United States, especially the growing regions, over the last couple of months. Have you been thinking about how that might matter for the U.S. in its growing season?
Well, we certainly have. And once you start digging into some of the statistics, it's pretty interesting what's been happening in the U.S. Corn Belt. If you look at January and February combined, and we're assuming that February will be much warmer than normal through the end of the month, which is a real good bet, given that temperatures will be in the 60s across most of Illinois at one point or another coming up here. What will end up happening is that January and February will end up being one of the warmest on record, going all the way back to 1895. Now, if you look at how warm it was in the January-February period, and then you look at what happened in the summers that followed, you can start to get some idea of what may or may not happen later on in the growing season. Our conclusion is that this doesn't really tell us a whole lot. If you look at some of the July and August periods, which is when corn and soybeans are real sensitive to weather, you can see a pretty equal mix of dry and wet years, and also a pretty good mix of warm and cool years. Though we will say this, there tended to be a little bit of a shift toward the warm side and a little bit of a shift toward the dry side in some of these years, especially when you're real warm, like we are in 2017. Is this something to get excited about? Probably not. We just conclude at this point that we don't really have enough information to start drawing some big conclusions for what might happen later on, even though we know that we're in a fairly historic period as far as warmth goes.
That's Mike Tenora with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.